1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to develop a deeper mind for truth and a more passionate heart for God. Here's Don.
The letters SDG are legendary in Christian circles. They stand for the Latin phrase soli Deo gloria, meaning to God alone be the glory. That was not only a slogan of the Protestant Reformation, but was also a philosophy to live by for many who stand in the Reformation tradition. Take, for example, German composer Johann Sebastian Bach, who lived from 1685 to 1750. Bach was recognized as one of the greatest organists of his age. However, today he's widely recognized as one of the greatest musicians who ever lived, and certainly the greatest of all Christian musicians. Sorry, Michael W. Smith, Chris Tomlin, Lecrae, Toby Mac, Michael Card, Keith Green, Gaither Family, Sandy Patty, George Beverly Shea, Fanny Crosby, Isaac Watts, John Newton. Love you guys, but you just don't get the prize. Well, that debate aside, Bach's fame grew after he died. He was by no means a perfect man or fully consistent as a Christian, but the thing that drove him was his belief that the final reason of all music is none else but the glory of God and the recreation of the mind. So his works were not mere performances, but were marked by a deep faith. Interestingly, many of his written scores begin with the letters JJ, meaning Jesu Juva, Jesus help me. And his scores close with the initials SDG, by which Bach meant soli Deo gloria, or to God alone be the glory. This signature habit not only shows Bach's dependence on the Lord in his work, but also his desire that his work be done for the glory of God. And that's how he signed his work at the end of the day. He wanted to be living SDG. Well, this got me thinking, how should we sign our work at the end of the day? How do we represent the God we claim to serve in the things we do? How do we honor him in the workplace? Here are 5 ways to do just that, represented by 5 E's. The first E is for ethics. Do your work with integrity. Be ethical for God's glory. Be a person of character. Don't cut corners or cheat or misrepresent. If you take the name Christian, do what is right. The second E is for evangelism. You can represent Christ in the workplace by using your job appropriately to witness to your fellow workers. I say appropriately because when you sign a contract, you agree to live by certain guidelines, but still there are many ways to share Christ with others. The third E is for extra money. When God gives you a good job, you gain resources to support his work. You can give extra money to support your local church, to help pastors and missionaries. Your support can help bring the gospel to the 2 billion people who have no access to it. The magnitude of that task is still great. So ethics, evangelism, extra money, and a fourth E to consider as we think about living SDG is excellence. Christians should do their work with excellence. Bach's work was meant to be an act of worship. Its quality spoke volumes. We can worship God all week long by doing great excellent work, as in, if you say you'll do something, do it, and do it right the first time with quality. And a final E is for extension. By living SDG, we extend the influence of Jesus Christ into culture. We join Jesus' mission of restoring all things to himself. When you maintain the standards of Christ, i.e. justice, righteousness, human dignity, truth, beauty, honesty, you spread his influence so that every sphere of life is touched by his light. You bring a kingdom influence and a redemption perspective into whatever field God calls you. Film, school, fashion, creation care, health care, law enforcement, hospitality, the food industry, architecture, software creation, you name it. You use your time and talents to magnify him and help people flourish. In the words of 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, underline that whatever, do all to the glory of God. That's God's will for you at work all week long, representing him and, like Bach himself, living SDG.
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.